Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Don Coover talking beef cattle genetics in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer for Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
We caught up with Dr. Don Coover at the recent Heart of America Farm Show. He's a veterinarian from southeastern Kansas, runs a cattle services genetic outfit called SEK Genetics. And Dr. Coover talked with us about this concept of good genetics and your beef cow herd.
Well, you'll find out that a really profitable program is really, it's based on good genetics. And more importantly than that, really, it's based on genetics that fit your environment, that fit your management style. There's probably more difference within breeds than there is really between breeds and a lot of production parameters. And so the key for most producers is to find an animal and the genetics within that animal's breed that complement their environment, that work in their environment, that's profitable in their environment. And probably more than telling people what genetics they want, we're trying to help them optimize the genetics that they have so they stay away from things like abortion problems, pregnancy wastage, nutrition issues that limit production. And so it's really not so much telling them these are the genetics you need. That's sort of like telling somebody what kind of a wife they want, but really more this is how, these are the actions you can take, these are the things you can do to help those cattle that you have be more productive. And if they're looking for advice on how to upgrade genetics, there's lots of ways you can do it. You can go buy new cattle. You can breed cattle that more accurately fit your environment. It's a multifaceted kind of problem, and so there's a lot of different answers for every problem.
One of the tools that a lot of cattle producers have gotten very comfortable with down through the years, EPDs. Dr. Coover says while EPDs are very useful, you've got to understand their limitations as well.
EPDs are real valuable. They can be misused. I mean, if you're trying to always find the most productive animal based on somebody else's environment, that might not work for you. I mean, you need to really take a look at the genetics you're using and decide, are you a high input, high output kind of environment where feed availability is always abundant, or are you in a high stress, low output kind of environment where you need a more efficient cow that may not milk as well, may not have the same body size? You know, it's a lot more expensive to feed a 1600 pound cow than it is to feed a 1200 pound cow because she requires more. And so a 1600 pound cow would be probably better suited for a high input, high output environment. A 1200 pound cow might be much more profitable in a low input, low output environment, a lot more profitable. And so you'll see a lot of guys trying to decide, what am I trying to do and how am I trying to do it?
Dr. Don Coover with SEK Genetics out of southeastern Kansas. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, the next chance for you to buy some cattle the Superior way coming up this Friday, October 9th, for the Superior Livestock Auction that'll be held on Dish Network Satellite 232, that's Rural TV, or on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction starts 8 a.m. Central Time this Friday, about 18,000 head to sell. If you want details on a specific lot that'll be selling, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.